Gemara asks, are these materials that we're saying that are usur to use for hatmana when they are moist, does that mean they're only usur when they're naturally moist, or even if they're moistened from not from themselves, but someone moistens them, they're usur as then as well? Gemara says that the Mishnah says that muchen are usur when they're moist. Now muchen are not naturally moist, so it must be that even when you make them moist, that's when they become usur. Gemara says it's no raya because it could be referring to wool from in between the animal's legs, which is naturally moist from the sweat of the animal. Dr. Mishnah, you're allowed to do hatmana with clothing or with produce, which is like wheat or beans, with dove's feathers, with sawdust, or fine pieces of flax that were separated during the combing process. Rabbi Yehuda prohibits using, he says it's also to use fine flax, but he says that using thick ones is okay, and the Gemara will explain what this means. Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says when you wear tefillin, you need a gufnoki like Elisha bal knafayim. What does that mean? A gufnoki, so Abayi says it means that shalei afiach bahen, and a Rava says it means you're not allowed to go to sleep in them. Mark explains he was called Elisha bal knafayim because once when the Romans decree that you're not allowed to wear tefillin, he wore his tefillin anyway and was caught by a Roman officer, so he ran away. When the Roman officer caught him, he said, what do you have in your hands? Because he had removed his tefillin and hid them in his hands. He said, I have dove's wings there. He opened up his hands and taka, he saw that his tefillin had turned into dove's wings, and that's why he was called for that name. He was called Elisha bal knafayim. The reason he said dove's wings is because Klal Yisrael is compared to a dove. Just like a dove is protected by its wings, so too Klal Yisrael is protected by its mitzvahs, through doing mitzvahs. Mishnah said, "Bin Sairish al Harashim v'chulu." Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah said it's usher to use fine, but it's okay to use sort of a thicker. Was he referring to the sawdust, or was he referring to the flax? The Gemara says, in a Brayis, Rabbi Yehuda says fine flax is like manure, meaning it increases its mice of hevel. So we see clearly that he means to say that the fine flax combings, that's what is usher. Zok the Mishnah, you're allowed to do hatmana with animal skins, and animal skins may be moved on Shabbos, whether they use hatmana or not, because they can be used to lay on. You're allowed to do hatmana with raw wool, but you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. So you have to make sure when you want to open the pot, but you have the wool on top of it. You take off the pot cover and have the wool slide off, and that's the way you can do it because it's muktzah otherwise to move. So if you insulated a pot with raw wool, let's say in a box, and the pot is stuffed in there in between the wool, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you should tilt the entire box to take out the food that you need, and don't take out the pot because then the wool may fall in, and you're not going to be able to return the pot to that place that was carved out for the pot. The Chum say you could remove the pot because you could return it there as well. Murray asks, is the Mishnah only allow the moving of animal skins of a private individual, but someone who actually has animal skins for sale, he's a seller of animal skins or a worker of animal skins, he works out the leather, his would be muktzah because he wouldn't use them to lay on or not? So Murray says, Rabbi Yonasan Alonzo says it would seem that only that the skins of a private individual would be mutter to be moved because a real true seller of skins would not allow them to be laid on. But Rabbi Hanina Bar Choma said that Rabbi Yossi, who was a professional seller, would still use them for sitting on, therefore it's mutter even of a professional. Maria Sabraisa says that only the boards of a private individual can be moved on Shabbos, but the boards of a seller of boards would not be allowed to be moved. So you see that from a seller, they wouldn't use it for other purposes. Gemara answers, sellers are very particular about their boards, but maybe not so particular about their skins, and therefore you can't compare the two cases. Another Brisa says that animal skins, maybe whether tanned or not, may be moved on Shabbos. So the Brisa seems to lump everybody together, private sellers and private individuals and sellers. Gemara says the Brisa could be only discussing maybe private individuals. The Brisa actually says, Machlokes Tanoim, the Tanakama says the skins of a seller are muktzah, and Rabbi Yossi says the skins of a seller are not muktzah. What do the 39 avos malachis correspond to? Rabbi Chanina bar Choma says they respond to the 39 malachis that were done in the construction of the Mishkan. Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar says they respond to the 39 times in the Torah that the Torah says the word malacha or malachtoi or maleches. Brisa says like Rabbi Chanina bar Choma, the Brisa says that they planted in the Mishkan, so we're not allowed to plant on Shabbos. They cut, we're not allowed to cut. They passed the walls from the Mishkan to the ground, from the ground to the wagons, and from the wagons to the ground, so we can't transfer from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yochid and vice versa. They passed the walls from one wagon to another with the Rishus Rabbim in between. That's how we learned that you're not allowed to transfer from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid with the Rishus Rabbim in between. The Mishnah said, "Begizei tzemer ve'ein metaltelin." Rava says that these pieces of wool are only muktzah if they're not used for hatmana, but if they're used for hatmana, they're not muktzah. Marius, our Mishnah says that if you use raw wool for hatmana, you have to make sure to pick up the pot cover and let the wool slide off. So you see clearly that the wool remains muktzah even though it's being used for hatmana. So we can say that Rava meant that wool is muktzah if it's not designated to be used for hatmana, but if it's designated to be used for hatmana, avada is not going to be muktzah. Ravina says that using wool for hatmana, even if you only use it once, takes it out of the category of muktzah. The Mishnah is talking about wool that was taken from stock that was held for sale for inventory. In that case, even if it was used for hatmana, it's going to be put back into stock for sale, and therefore it's not designated for hatmana and remains Muktzah.